Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it this morning. A hiker in Arkansas was rescued after he went missing for about a week. A lot of people going missing lately. I don't think I'm going to be doing any hiking soon. A 38-year-old man from Texas, he texted his mom on June 1st to say he was lost and to send help. A chopper crew finally spotted him on Friday. It took rescuers on the ground about an hour to reach him after they had visual confirmation, and then several more hours to carry him out. He was dehydrated, which makes sense, but he overall in good spirits when he was found. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation and is expected to be okay. So that's good news, but once again, do not ask me to go on a hike with you. This is a sign.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the fifth person or something this year that's gone missing on a hike.
Yeah, I don't have time for hiking. Sorry, I don't even want to go for a walk. I'm staying inside. I've never gotten lost inside. All right, police in Texas, they surrounded a home after the owner called to report a broken window, and they were hearing some noise. Sounds like a burglar to me. Body cam footage shows that when police entered, they realized it wasn't an actual burglar, but...
There's someone inside. Hey, we got the house running. Come on out.
Police, let me see your hand. That's a deer. It's a deer. It's a deer. It's a deer. Stand down.
It's a doe. Don't shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it makes sense. It's running around, banging into stuff, making noise. It was a deer that ran through the window and then was confused and scared trying to get out. And eventually the deer was okay, and they let the deer out, and the officers were okay, too. But, gosh, that's got to be scary.
Yeah, how stupid would you kind of feel, too?
Well, I mean,
you're trying to talk to, like, you think you're talking to a burglar.
Get down!
And then it's like a deer.
Hands on your antlers! Now! What's your name? Rudolph? I don't care. No, but that is a crazy video. You can see at joeandalexshow.com. Another video you probably don't want to see, but it'll be there for you. A Burger King employee. Oh, gosh. This could be a game. What happened at a fast food place? A Burger King employee was caught mopping the tables in the play area. Does that make sense to anybody? Mopping, which is the ground, the tables, which is up where you sit. And okay, just listen to this news story.
There's no mistaking it. That Burger King employee is mopping a table in the kids' area.
What goes through your head?
I was just disgusted, honestly. I had just ate on that table. Like, did you do this yesterday? Do you do this every night? Did you do this morning?
Katie Zoran recorded this video at the St. Johns County restaurant and has questions for Burger King. She sent the video straight to corporate and received this response. Thank you again for bringing this matter to our attention, and rest assured that your comments have been forwarded to the appropriate management team.
There is going to be a review on every page because I feel like this is unacceptable.
We looked into this Burger King's inspection reports with the state. It shows 7 basic violations and 1 intermediate violation, including vents in the kitchen containing mold and the interior of the freezer soiled with food residue.
Ew.
Unsanitary? It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, nothing's good when you hear the word soiled. It's not good. No, it's really interesting to me, too, that they were scrubbing the tables with the mop and, like, the hamburger buns. No, I'm just kidding,
like,
about that.
I don't understand what causes someone to do that. Like, that is so disgusting.
Yeah, I only worked at, I worked at Subway for about 6 months before I got fired for giving out free subs. And I worked at McDonald's for 4 hours until I messed up the order so bad they took me off the shift. And that was my last day. But I knew, like, I would never mop a table.
No, like, I was a waitress at, like, a brewery and restaurant. And I was not a good waitress. I'll definitely admit that. I definitely was never remembering your extra ranch or, like, to get you a refill. But I would never go that far. I would never do that.
All right. Now, let's see. We got a few more stories here. What do you think about this? I know Alex, if she was here today, would be freaking out, but I think this is great. Walmart is now offering to have one of its employees deliver fresh groceries and put them in your refrigerator when you're not home. They're calling this service in-home delivery, and they'll be offering it this fall for more than 1 million customers, but only in 3 cities, just to try it out. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Missouri, and Vero Beach, Florida. It's the new service. Customers place a grocery delivery order online, then select the option of in-home delivery. Then a delivery day, you know, when you want it actually done. The worker will then use the smart entry technology, they call it, and some other software they have. And they have a camera, too, to access inside your house. I guess you sign up with this. And that allows shoppers to control access into their home and give the ability to watch the actual people that are there. Remotely, so you can see who's in their house and when. Walmart said the workers will go through an extensive training program that'll prepare them to figure out, hey, is this fresh food? What's the best kind to pick out? But also how to organize a refrigerator. I say bring it on because they have all the things covered. What do you guys think? Would you let somebody inside of your house to drop off groceries?
I mean, the fact that they know that they're going to be videotaped, I feel like, you know, they'll try to act their best and be on their best behavior. But there are still some psychos out there. To now, I don't think I ever could, just because of how many Murder Mondays I've listened to.
Yeah,
I'm smarter than that now.
All right, and finally, wrap it up with sports. Crazy stuff to kick it off. David Big Papi Ortiz, a 3-time World Series champion during his career with the Boston Red Sox, was shot Sunday at a bar in the Dominican Republic. He went into surgery, but everything's going as well as it can be, according to the doctor. He's currently, quote, out of danger, but I don't know if it was like a beef or they were trying to rob him, but it's like, dang, man, you think you're on top of the world, and then somebody shoots you in the back, literally. Other sports, Sir Winston won the 151st running of the Belmont Stakes, so he won't be turned into glue. That's nice. NHL, the Bruins beat the Blues last night. Kind of a blowout. I think it was 5-1 the final there in Game 6. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals is Wednesday night. I'm staying up for that one.
I am so excited. This is going to be a really, really good Game 7. This has turned into such a good series. A lot of people have thought that the Bruins were going to just completely blow out the Blues and like beat them in 4 games. So I'm new in Game 7.
And then NBA tonight, the finals could be over. It's game number 5 in Toronto. The Raptors lead that series against the Warriors 3-1.
Right.
Something tells me that it's going to be a big win tonight for the Raptors.
So people think that if the Warriors win tonight, then Toronto is not going to win another game. That's it for Toronto. I mean, don't forget, the Warriors did blow a 3-1 lead.
So anything is
anything
possible.
Anything can happen.
All right, well, we'll definitely let you know tomorrow in Joe's Need to Know News, but that's today's edition of it. You can check it out online. Just go to joeandalexshow.com.